What the fuck is a reboot?
Hello and welcome back to the Clerks Minute Reboot. The show where we're looking back at the 2019 Kevin Smith movie, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, 5 minutes at a time. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle. I'm a proud member of the New Jersey Brotherhood of Dealers.
And on the line this week, we have one of my friends from the Rocky Horror Minute, Leandra. Leandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Kelly wishes that she could have been here, but she has very large tracts of land, and she was going through one of those revolving doors and got stuck.
I was wondering what happened this week. I'm like, yeah, I was so looking forward to having both of you on. I don't think we've done a show together on my end with both of you. Like, I've never done a show with you guys. Like, usually I only have you on, and I was hoping to have both of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just leave.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, before we get into the movie itself, I'll ask you, before I ask you to be on this podcast, have you seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay, so your thoughts.
So I grew up liking Kevin Smith. I mean, I feel like I'm of a certain age with everyone else who says that. And I even distinctly remember when the original Jane Silent Bob Strike Back came out in the theaters, and I of course saw it, and watching the reboot was I think very much a love letter to the fans who really enjoyed what this universe was.
I feel like everyone's been saying that. I think Eric Weiss said it perfectly. It's the best Kevin Smith fan film ever made.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I did bring you in at a crazy 5 minutes. Ridiculous 5 minutes of time here just to have some fun, and why not? But before I do that, I have to actually quickly correct myself. For the last few episodes, I've been saying 2018, the movie came out in 2019. I keep saying that, so I've now corrected myself. So for anyone listening that kept hearing me say that, I have corrected myself. It is 2019, the movie came out. I just got myself confused because there's a whole bunch of stuff 2018 all over the place that I'm looking into. So I made my mistake. There you go. All right. So that being said, let's get into our movie. Where we left us off, we had...
We have quite possibly the silliest expression on Fred Armisen's face here.
Yes, we do. Well, we are now at Movies in Chicago. That's where we are. Before we get into movies, we actually find out that Merkins here had never smoked pot before, which is hysterical that that's in this movie, that they have to make this joke. And Bob wants to give him one of their like special things from gold, and Jay doesn't want him to do that.
Their holy grail weed.
I don't blame him for that, because I don't even want to know what they would have done to him if we actually, you know, got to smoke it all the way through. But before we do that, this joke made me laugh, and I was going to write it down. I'm like, you know what? I'll just freeze frame it on my screen. So Bob pulls out this card for the local 404 United New Jersey Brotherhood of Dealers, which I looked up, and it's not a thing. Not a thing.
I just like how it's local 404 and not local 420.
Yeah, well, that would be too dead on. That would be too dead on.
But well, 420 in like the upper left hand corner of that card.
It says 4520.
Okay.
520. But so it says the local union 404 of Leonardo, New Jersey, issued to Silent Bob. I love the fact that he went by Silent Bob no matter what. by Leonardo, New Jersey. By the way, I said this before and I'll say it again. Leonardo, New Jersey, it's literally four blocks. Literally four blocks. I have been there. That's why I know. It is literally four blocks of space from where Leonardo is. So it's not like, that's why I love the jokes about the city that are, it's not a real city. It's literally not even a township. It's not even a township. It's a few blocks that Kevin Smith made famous at this point.
It's the Rhode Island of New Jersey.
No, because Rhode Island's even bigger. Anyway, so it's a local union number 404 of the International Fellowship of Marijuana Distributors, Crack Cocaine Wholesaler, Artists of Aligned Crafts of the United States and Canada. Jersey makes, the world bakes, we feed every day, we need for weed.
Wow, there is now an officially a union for everything.
I love the fact that the president and his secretary to sign this thing, which is even funnier. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to know what those secretaries are.
It might be doctors because look at their handwriting.
Oh, no, but I'd love to know if there's a joke there.
Yeah.
I couldn't find if there's a joke there or not, but Bob does sign it, Silent Bob, on the rough cutter, which is amazing. Oh man, I love this. It's so stupid. It makes no sense. Like, there's no reason for this to be a thing.
Jersey Local 404, weed not found.
Oh, what's funny about it is it does not make any sense because they were arrested for illegally distributing weed, but he had a license for distributing weed.
Blake.
Go for it.
Blake, don't try and add logic into this. Just let it happen.
Fair. Very, very, very fair.
Besides, how do we know that there's actually a union? How do we know that Bob didn't just make that thing up?
I would laugh if the signature is like vice president is Jason Mewes.
President is Major Woody. Vice president is Private Parts.
This is where things get weird. This is where things get weird now. So
in a Kevin Smith film, never.
That says a lot, though. Yeah. Says a lot. Things get weird here.
Yeah.
So first things first. I was going through the James L. Bobby Bruce soundtrack again because I'm just trying to find songs for the show and things like that, you know. And I was only happy in Henton because Lou was giving me through it. I was driving only happy in Henton. I drive for a living, for those wondering, so I have a lot of time on my hands to listen to music. I'm listening to the soundtrack, only happy in Henton, and all of a sudden the movie theme starts. And I'm like, this might just be the strangest thing in the world that I could not find lyrics for anywhere. And I was going to write them down. But then I'm like, you know what? We have the technology. I don't have to do this. I can just play the clip. I can just play the music.
We can make it stronger, faster. We have the technology.
So instead of me reading the lyrics, and in post, I'll just put it in post so you won't hear it. But I will play it for us to react to this ridiculous song that's being played when they walk into the movies. So it just keeps going from there.
Yeah.
I have no words for that song. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't know what to say to that song.
They change the lyrics to something regarding Xenu, and then you have the song that plays 24/7 at the Scientology compound.
So yeah, I saw you bopping your head. Thoughts on that song, which is hysterical. I'll put it in post for people to hear it. It's so funny.
It's great. I mean, it's a thing of beauty.
It's so dirty. It's such a dirty jokes. It's such a dirty innuendo. Like, even for a kid's movie, that's dirty innuendo in a freaking kid's bop. It's so
ridiculous. That's also very soothing.
Sounds like a mixture of a cult song and It's a Small World.
Well, Funny Part is, we only played about 40 seconds. It goes on for about 3.5 minutes. Like, it goes on for, even though I repeat for 3.5 minutes. Like, that's a ridiculous song.
That's how they keep the employees docile.
Yay. Like, that is nuts.
All hail the great God, Mubi.
By the way, when we're watching the film, they actually have the lyrics popping up in like small increments around the them talking. It's actually really funny on the subtitles. But, So Jay wants to order a Scott Tipper, and I feel like God, that happens in every one of these movies at point. You're saying wants a Scott Tipper. But meanwhile, last time Merkins is getting arrested. Getting arrested for smoking their pot.
I mean, like, seriously, right on cue, the cops show up.
And Fred Armisen is just he's really doing a fun job just in that background, and it's so easy to not acknowledge it, but he's flailing about, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is brilliant, and we will not see him for a while in this film. Yeah. We will not see him for a while. He's been carried off by the police for smoking their pot.
It kind of looks like what would happen if my late uncle would have to break a break for it.
No, definitely not. Not as comedic. Definitely not as comedic as that. Well, no offense, UJ. No offense, UJ. That really is comedic.
Oh, no. If he had to make a break in dress shoes, it'd be like watching a penguin try and run away.
So we get into movies. This is a scene that I had to make sure I picked people that have a sick sense of humor for, because this gets weird. This gets so strange. And if, I don't know. I think this might be the dirtiest scene in this entire movie. I think this might just be the dirtiest time in the movie.
I think there's a tradition now of having the dirtiest scenes in a Kevin Smith movie take place in the movies.
I think you're right. It might just be.
Because let's recap what happened at movies in Clerks 2. Clerks 2. Let's see. We had
everything. Everything happened in Clerks 2.
but of course, the idea of it has to be the donkey show.
Well, that wasn't nearly as uncomfortable as a podcaster as the race scene. Go back to season 2 for that episode. We were on a network at the time, so I literally brought in the only person that could not get us in trouble with our boss on the network. I brought him on. And I'm like, you're going to come with us for the most racial insensitive minutes of this entire movie.
That makes sense.
That merely did not cross the line. That just picked up the line, took it to the middle of a 4-lane highway, and skipped rope with it for a while singing "Hey, Look Me Over."
Yeah, a little behind the scenes. So it took me a little bit to edit that episode. Go back on that episode. It's a great episode because I really went deep dive. We went into like talk about sense of music, sense of songs, and it was a crazy episode. But here's the thing with that episode: I was so disgusted with myself for editing that episode. After I uploaded the server, I went to take a shower. Like, I was so disgusted with myself when it was over. But anyway, let's get back to movies in this movie.
I slept like a baby after that. I have no shame.
You also didn't edit the show. You just recorded and went and left the room. I edited the thing. There's a difference between being the editor and the editor and producer and being the host. There's a big difference. Am I right, Leandra?
Oh, yeah. Now that I do both, it's not as fun.
It's a different level. The different level of crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
And I really feel sorry for the poor bastard who has to work here because welcome to movies.
Yes. We have our next cameo, our next guest star. And this is, I want to say, I can't pronounce her name right. Kate McKinnon? No, I can't.
Kate McKinnon?
I don't even know, but I know her. You know who she is. But this is her first scene in a Kevin Smith movie. It's her first role in a Kevin Smith movie. And her role here is amazing. She's so funny in this scene. Because there's no reason for this to work as well as it does. Because it's so stupid. Like, it's so dumb.
She just convincingly sounds like somebody who's just completely done with this shit and is just going, okay, I'm just saying this just to get my damn check.
Pretty much. Leandra, any words on her as an actress that you know?
I mean, I'm not quite as well-versed in what she's done outside of this. However, I do love just the level of done-ness that she that she brings to this. She's like, no, this is my own little slice of hell. Welcome.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like me going to work day in and day out. That's it. I'm just here just to do my job and go home. That's it.
How before I got the current job that I have. Jay's order is fantastic. Yeah. He orders a Moo Link shake, a cow tipper with some fries, and one of those fur burgers Brazilian style. What the fuck does that even mean in a burger? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like something I'd want to put in my mouth.
Well, he bought it for the driver. He didn't buy it from him. He bought it for the driver.
It sounds like they forgot to skin the cow before they put it on the grill.
Like, what the fuck is Brazilian style on a burger? Like, I know what it is, but what the fuck is it on a burger? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Beard trimmings?
I guess. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's so disgusting to me, completely. Bob wants to know why Jay didn't order for him. But we continue with the vegan jokes. That way we'll continue on this entire movie because once you're vegan, you have to make jokes about it. Which I'm okay with that in this movie.
Yeah. And he says something about not wanting his vagina touching his cow tipper.
Which is so ridiculous.
Then again, this is Jay we're talking about.
True, but still, it's ridiculous that we have to keep doing this bit. But we'll get to it more as we get later in the film. Because it gets more ridiculous later. It'll get more ridiculous. So this sets up in a hilarious scene. Because he goes and says, that's why you don't get laid, sir. that women love meat in their mouth, which is, by the way, hysterical because the music is still playing that we just played. The movie, it's still playing in the background. What is even funnier?
Boobies meat in your mouth.
It's so funny. It's still going in the background. So Jay goes to the bathroom, which is hilarious. He just plays his big order and he's just going to go to the bathroom while he's being and then Kevin just stands there. And this is ridiculous. I love this because it plays off the bit we've been doing so far where he talks in emojis. It also plays the fact that he's old and doesn't know what emojis are.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what the hell they mean. It's like my mother sending emojis. It makes no sense half the time.
Although here's my, like, maybe he knows exactly what's going on and is just doing this to troll her.
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, because you can see his facial expression. Yeah. He doesn't know.
He's a very good troll.
It's a look of absolute fear. Like, what have I done? I've upset the youths.
Yeah, like, I just want to order a salad. Like, what I do is order a salad.
Something tells me the emoji for that is even dirtier.
I don't know. It's a salad emoji. There's a straight-up salad emoji. But her selling of this is amazing. This is how it would actually be. This is exactly how this would be legitimately. Like, people would freak out, and I wouldn't blame them for it.
I know Kate McKinnon's supposed to be older than this, but how the fuck old is her character supposed to be? Because the way she acts with that, she seems to be about, what, 16, maybe?
I was going to say maybe 18, 19. Yeah. Tops? Like, tops?
I think she's playing a character at least 20 years younger than she should be.
Yeah, definitely. 100%, definitely.
But kind of like Seth Green, she nails it.
Well, it also helps that she looks so freaking young. It helps.
Again, like Seth Green, the guy could play. Guy could be in his 60s and play a teenager convincingly.
True. By the way, on the IMDb, she's literally just she's literally listed as a movie's fun
employee.
Fun employee. That's actually how it's listed. I don't even know her actual name. This is fun movie on IMDb.
I seriously want to get one of those movies shirts.
Find one in your size. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. So this is how I know that this was not a troll job, because he was freaked out because she threatened to cut his dick off. So yeah. This definitely was not a troll job on his part. So she calls Miss McKenzie. Enter one Jennifer Schwabach Smith. Of course.
It's Kevin Smith's wife.
Yeah. Exactly. Of course. By the way, reprising the role of Mrs. McKenzie from Yoga Hosers. Is where she's also producing this. So if there's ever going to be a person in this movie that has ridiculous threats, it's going to be Kevin Smith's wife. So for the sanctity of what I've been doing to everybody else, here is her history in the View of the Universe. Of course, she's Missy and Jay and Sally Bob Strike Back. She's Susan and Jersey Girl. She's Emma Muttling in the Clerks in Clerks 2. Big star Clerks 2. I would love her in there. She was Betsy in Zach and Mir Make a Porno. Esther in Red State. Blunt Girl in Jay and Sally Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. And also the associate producer. She was Gimme Slider waitress in Tusk, also the executive producer on that movie, and also Mrs. McKenzie in Yoga Hosers, which she was a producer on that movie. Take a breath.
And here, looking eerily like Loretta Swit near the end of MASH.
There you go. I love the fact that I can't even talk because my wife's going to be on this show later on in the season, so I can't really talk. I literally bring my friends and family to do this podcast every single show I do. So I love the fact that his wife makes cameos in every movie he's in. Oh, I love it. It's fantastic to me. By the way, so I love the fact that she doesn't understand emojis.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue what she's talking about. Was birds of proof that she's not, I think him and him literally playing an 18, 19 year old.
Yeah.
Because who uses the sentence, he eggplanted in me if they're not under the age of 21? Actually, Landry, do you know anyone ever used that sentence outside of the
someone movie? Desperately trying to sound cool despite the fact they're in close to their 40s?
I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. I host the Rock Hair Minute podcast. Of course, I hang out with absolute freaks and geeks. So my demographic is somewhat skewed.
That's why I asked you.
So yes, this is something that comes up.
Yeah, I know, because you're around. You should tell people what you actually do outside of the podcast world. You do a part of the Shadowcast.
Yeah, I run the DC Shadowcast. So it's really just a bunch of kind of interacting with people who their language, their text language involves this emoji pretty frequently.
Yeah, we were joking about Snapchat. That's why you like, you have a Snapchat only because of the people you were on. We were joking about that one time. Oh, there. So that's why I find it funny that she throws that out there too. So then this got to be the very first time we've ever had a reason for Kevin Smith in the real world, not in the animated film, yeah. In the anime world, because in Superhero movie, we also had this joke.
Yeah.
But this is the first time in a live action movie. That Kevin was able to write into a script, I'm going to get fucked by my wife. Yeah. First time ever.
I just love the time that they go right in just as Jay comes out.
Yes, but like, this has to be the first time. And Kevin's probably been waiting years to roll that into a script.
And honestly, good for him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame him. I can't blame him at all. Like, I think it's great. So Jay misses all of this. That's the part. Jay missed all of this. Has no idea what's going on. By the way, so we go to the newscast, and I was joking about this when I was making my notes, but I'm like, when we come on there, I have to comment on what the hell they're talking about on the news, because he goes and says, "Congratulations, Flappy, you deserve it." What the fuck are they talking about? What the hell is going on in the news? That's what that was said. So we go to the newscast. And we have Brian O'Halloran reprising his role as Grant Hicks as the Anchorman
from Dogma.
Yeah. So we're reprising Grant Hicks, and of course, coming back from James and Bob Strike Back, Justice for Herself, Shannon Elizabeth. This is fantastic.
I think at roughly the same time that Jay says this, I looked at the screen and went, "Oh my God, that's Boo Boo Kitty Fuck." I was ahead of the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That's great.
I just love, we're going to get so much rain, I'm getting wet just thinking about it.
So that's a great line, too. Maybe you wouldn't know there's anything. So, in the background, of course, we had Ariel Speedwagon Keep On Loving You, which is amazing to have this in the background. Yeah. But knowing, I'm part of Kevin Smith's, the Kevin Smith Club over on the podcast side of things. And Kevin literally right now dealing with getting music rights for Clerks 3. So I can only imagine what deal he went through to get Ariel Speedwagon for this scene. So this is a fantastic song for this.
He had to go ask him out.
Well, that was sit there because that wasn't needed. So then we go into this hilarious but weird. Mind fuck, I guess, because Jay's always stoned, so like, this is ridiculous.
Although, judging by his motions for this, it's a literal mind fuck.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say half the time there, because it's so ridiculous. It's hard to explain what the hell is going on.
They just wound up the pair of them for 2 minutes and let him go.
Well, that happened, but before we even get to that, our movie cook, I'm like, it's got to be somebody. There has to be somebody back here. Yeah. First, I thought it was Walt Flanagan, but then it's not. My first thought was Walt Flanagan, but it's not him. And then my next thought was like, do they have like someone else doing that? I looked it up, like Andy McCowkrish. I'm like, why do I know the name Andy McCowkrish? He was he's the co-writer for Kevin Smith's film Kilroy, which is by the Kevin Smith universe. But he's also a massive writer in Hollywood. And a friend of Kevin has been on Kevin's podcast a lot. So, like, he just brought in a friend of his to throw in the background of this because it's fun.
And he works cheap.
What? I think he just brought in a friend of his. Yeah. Like, that feeds me a theme of this movie. Just bringing in friends of Kevin Smith to be in this movie.
It's like take your daughter to work day, but it's extended literally. To everybody he's ever met.
But Leandra, this is literally take your daughter to work day.
It is. Movie.
Literally.
I mean, it's a spoiler, but.
Still, like, literally. Like. But I don't even know how to describe this whole thing. It's hilarious watching. So he's imagining Shannon being. Is that the emoji that was on Kevin's phone and that was going on in the background? Around her. That's supposed to be the eggplant emoji pulling around her, which is even funnier because Jay wasn't even out of that conversation.
But the way everything's turning around, it kind of looks like in his fantasy, she's stuck in the washer on a spin cycle.
Well. Did you? Okay, this is. You've seen the movie Private Parts, right?
A long time ago.
Okay, because in the movie Private Part, the Howard Stern movie,
yeah,
they actually do the thing where he's like sit on top of your speaker, but also they do the joke where you can sit on top of your dryer,
yeah,
and run your dryer to an orgasm. So that works. I forgot what show I throw that in. Which one did I see that? Oh, with the Big Bang Theory. It was a joke in Big Bang Theory of all shows. It was a dirty joke they threw in there. It was very, very funny. It was a totally a dirty joke, but yeah, it worked. Because that's how that show works. You can do dirty jokes like that. It goes over multiple heads. You can do that on that show. Well, that's a show. Well, people did not appreciate when it was on because it was on so long and you were wasn't there. But during the pandemic, people turned around and binged it again, and now they love it again. Like, so like that worked out for that show. I love that show. I really have always did love that show. Anyway. Here's my issue. So here's my worry about this. So I can just take Kevin like telling Jay, just do you. Just do you. Yeah. Don't even I guarantee there wasn't anything in the script for this. Just Jay, just pretend like you're humping somebody, I guess. I don't know. And then start fucking the counter, which is that's a weird sentence that is said. So then we go to the fantasy. And Jay enters the fantasy, which is even weirder. Yeah. Entering his own fantasy, which is he a stranger.
Jayception.
Yeah, there you go. And then they kiss. Oh, they go to kiss. And then she fucks it from behind, which is your winner.
Everything that Jason Mewes has brought to this dream sequence is the most homoerotic thing that he's ever done. And that's saying a lot.
The last time I saw something like this, it was in Deadpool, and it was accompanied by Calendar Girl.
So my favorite part, is not even this. It is watching Brian O'Halloran in the corner, bottom left corner, popping his head up. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is he still here? Like, why is he in this fantasy? Yeah.
That's even more Jay likes being watched?
Maybe, I guess. It's so funny. This is going to probably be the freeze frame for this episode, for the graphic of this episode.
It kind of looks like the world's saddest game of whack-a-mole.
But like, this is definitely going to be the freeze frame for this episode because this is just more ridiculous. You have Jay being fucked from behind, a boo boo kitty fuck, while Grant hit watches, and I guess if I could say emojis just go around the screen. Yeah. Like, it's a bizarre
eggplant spin around the screen.
Thank you, eggplant spin around the screen. It is one of the most bizarre sequences in this entire film, probably in the entire franchise.
And obstructed by the soundtrack, you hear is Grant unzips his pants.
Oddly enough, not the strangest thing going on in the scene.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
Now that would have been a callback. That would have been a callback to Clerks 2. Talk about Inception right there. You have a dogma character making a Clerks 2 reference. Oh my god, now that would have been hysterical. That would have been
deep. That was a serious missed opportunity.
So then just keep going. And then, so this is going on, and Kevin just walks out of the bathroom. They had no clue what was going on there. So then I'm like, okay, I gotta pause this to see who these people are. I don't know who the girl is in this frame, but I did find out who the guy doing the thumbs up is. And that is one Dave Mondell, who we know him.
Yeah.
We know him really well because we did the entire Clerks animated series on this show.
Yeah.
He's one of the writers, co-writers, and producers of Clerks animated series. Yeah. So I'm not surprised whatsoever that Kevin would find a way to put him in this movie.
Grant has now popped his head nearly out of the.
Oh no, my favorite part of the next scene when we jump back over to the fantasy is Jay touching Grant's face for no reason. Like, there's no reason for that. Like, why?
I think Jay's orientation is anything that moves.
Well, then my favorite part is we have the fantasy and then we cut to Jay in the real world.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
I thought it would have been hysterical if they cut back and see that he's actually touching thumbs up guy's face.
Oh, jeez. Oh, here's the thing. So we have my favorite part is that Sally Bob stops him. Like, this is completely normal.
Like, not again.
And I'm sure he slaps him on the back, but the frame makes it look like he slaps him on the ass.
Yeah. So he looks at him like this is the most normal thing in the entire world. and so the Jay explains. What Leandra so uncoolly said earlier. Barbara, I love Kevin. I mean, tell him Bob's reaction. I'm, yeah. Oh, wow, you're right. You're right. Oh, man, I love it. It's just fantastic. So he tries to explain to her who the hell Boomer Kittyfuck is. We don't really need that explanation right now. And she does not give a shit at all. She does not give a shit.
Which is so accurate for, like, if you told somebody in food service, like, hey, it's Boo Boo Kitty Fuck, I would assume the response would be something very similar, okay, that's
okay, here's your food. Here's your food.
Isn't that the toy that we're dealing with this month?
Hey, yay. And then enter Miss McKenzie, who have to throw in the last zinger. And the fact that these minutes end with this perfectly. I did not time this. This is how it ended perfectly.
It's great.
Yeah. But he goes and says, you want a burger for lunch? And she's like, no, I just ate some vegan. And that's where our minutes end.
I just love Jay's little line about a Boo Boo Kitty Fuck there, which is, it was a weather pun, and I can't remember it.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a wet front with...
I'm going back here.
I used to duck.
Okay, don't read the whole thing. Look at the line you're talking about. I'm going to give her a warm front with a possible low of 69, Schnugans.
That's what it is.
Oh, man. This is the most ridiculous 5 minutes of this movie. And I'm so glad, Andrew, you're here to enjoy it with us.
Of course.
Heavy rain south of the area, so you may want to take an umbrella.
The problem is, I knew you were going for a dirty joke. Yeah. The problem is, I've been so upset with Don Contra lately. And you say umbrella, and suddenly I'm singing the songs from that movie. So, what's the wording? Because I'm just going to start singing. We don't talk about Bruno. I'm going to start singing that right now because it's been in my head for 2 weeks.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, see it. It's fantastic. It's absolutely a fantastic movie. I definitely say see it. But then be warned that there's going to be a couple of songs stuck in your head.
I haven't yet seen the new My Little Pony movie, but ever since Ponyville Cider Fest from last year, I've had the Angry Mob song stuck in my head. And basically just to give you an idea of how catchy it is, the chorus is Bob, Bob, Mama, Mama, Bob, Bob, Angry, Angry, Bob.
Okay. All right, we got it. You were saying something, Leander?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we got through this episode a lot faster than I thought, which is not a bad thing, because we didn't really have a whole lot to go through. It was more along the lines of Jay acting like a lunatic.
Which is always fun.
It's always fun.
Sometimes just let the acting speak for itself.
Sometimes you're absolutely right. And also sometimes you let the show run a little shorter because people are happy because we just have marathon shows for the last few weeks. Yeah. So that being said, since we actually are done with our scene here, Andrew, any other thoughts on the movie in general?
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you like Kevin Smith, then it's definitely worth a watch. If you don't like Kevin Smith, then you're probably not listening to this podcast. So very I'm not true. Talking to you.
Yeah.
Very, very true. I know some people that didn't listen to Clerks Minute because it was us doing the show. And then they realize, wait, what the fuck am I listening to this for? What am I listening to this? or go on iTunes and do a really terrible review on our show because we weren't funny. That actually happened once too.
That's not good.
Oh, and now I just don't care. I don't care about reviews anymore, even though I really want them. I don't care anymore.
Now you're taking the Kevin Smith attitude.
So anyway, next week, real fast, we have Nate Winslow, who I've never had on a podcast before. It's the first time I've ever had him on a show. So he'll be on next week's show to join us to continue on with our fun ride here. Leandra, why don't you get your plugs in, and then I'll make my jokes after you're done.
All right. We are really trying to get our podcast back up and running, I promise. You can find us at DC Rock, or not DC Rock Hero, that's our Rocky Horror Cast. Our podcast is Rock Hero Minute. That's rockheroaminute.com. And everything's there.
And if you guys ever decide to do shock treatment, let me know. I'd like to be able to do one of those.
Absolutely. Maybe
they should actually start airing next. The episodes. Well, if anything, they should maybe catch up on the episodes and eventually the episodes I recorded with them months ago. And
it's possible.
I joked with Deandra that I'm not sure what's going to happen first. me being on me, my episode I recorded with them, Veronica Kerr Minute Air, or her episode with me over on Entertainment Apex doing Miracle Airs first. We'll find out by the time this episode airs which one happened first, because I'm not really sure what's going to happen. Because as of recording, she's got about a month to get that episode up.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, buddy.
There you go. Yeah,
I've got quite a backlog, but I'm working through it.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Exactly. So
you can't rush perfection, Blake.
No comment. Anyway, as for me, you can hear me every single week over on the Blake and Sal Show with Mark, which goes up a few hours after this episode drops. So go find that. Go to theblakeandsalshow.com for find everywhere you can listen to the show. We're having a lot of fun over there as always. And you can go tune in. I know Leandro jumps on once in a while to talk hockey with us, so that's always fun. All right. That being said, let's get out of here. Leandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Thank you all for listening to the Quick Review. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for visiting, boobies.
Noise, 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 smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers, rolling fatties, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking blunts.